I'm Sharon Betters, and you're listening to the Daily Treasure Podcast produced by Mark Inc. Ministries. And we are continuing in our series called The Valley of Tears, and we are camped out in Psalm 84. And it is a beautiful psalm of peace and love and focuses on the joy that we can experience in the presence of the Lord, even if we are traveling through the Valley of Tears. Today's devotional is called How Lovely, and today's treasure is from Psalm 84:1. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. Now that the ark had been carried and safely delivered to Zion, David gave the sons of Korah new assignments as singers and gatekeepers. As we read in 1 Chronicles 23, verses 25 through 31, for David said, "The Lord, the God of Israel, has given rest to his people, and he dwells in Jerusalem forever." And so the Levites no longer need to carry the tabernacle or any of the things for its service. For by the last words of David, the sons of Levi were numbered from 20 years old and upward, for their duty was to assist the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of the Lord, having the care of the courts and the chambers, the cleansing of all that is holy, and any work for the service of the house of God. Their duty was also to assist with the showbread, the flour for the grain offering, the wafers of unleavened bread, the baked offering, the offering mixed with oil, and all measures of quantity or size. And they were to stand every morning, thanking and praising the Lord, and likewise at evening, and whenever burnt offerings were offered to the Lord on Sabbaths, new moons, and feast days, according to the number required of them, regularly before the Lord. One of the critical tasks of the singer gatekeepers was to surround the temple every morning, thanking and praising the Lord, and likewise at evening. They stood guard and led worship whenever burnt offerings were offered and during special celebrations. However, not all of the singers, gatekeepers, attended the temple in Zion every day. The sons of Korah did not live in Jerusalem, but rather in Ephraim, Manasseh, Galilee, and beyond the Jordan. None of them lived in Judah, where the ark rested. The sons of Korah carried out their God-given responsibilities in little towns among the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh. But once a year, each one had the privilege of traveling with his family to the temple in Jerusalem. There, they would lead worship, serving as doorkeepers, surrounding the temple, fulfilling their honorable assignment of leading worship in the morning and evening, during the burning of sacrifices, and on the Sabbath. Though they are not priests, the job Korah and his cohorts wanted, their role takes them closer to the inner workings of the temple, and thus to the Lord, than any of the other tribes. They stand close by as witnesses to the work of the priest. They live close to, or possibly in the temple for 2 weeks, surrounded by the sounds of worship. Truly, theirs is a place of honor. I suppose what they experience could be considered a mountain high, maybe the way we will feel when we can worship with our church families once more. Remember attending youth retreats, sad when it was time to leave, and coming home fired up for Jesus? Or perhaps a Bible conference, or even a time in your life when the Lord felt especially near and dear, and you wished you could stay in that place forever. 2 weeks out of the year, assigned sons of Korah experienced such an emotional and spiritual high. But like us, they couldn't stay on the mountain high, but had to go back to leading worship and participating in the most holy events at home, to the hill country of Israel. The 11 Psalms attributed to the sons of Korah reflect their hunger for more of the intimacy they experience in Zion. It is no wonder Psalm 84 starts with these words, either written by or for the sons of Korah. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Imagine the writer reviewing his family history, the mercy of God in the birth of his great-grandfather Samuel, the deep faith of his great-great-grandmother Hannah, and all the way back to the rebellion of Korah, his rebellious forefather. Joy for the mercies of God create a hunger for corporate worship in the temple. Oh, how he longs to go back to the dwelling place of God as a gatekeeper, a worship leader. His forefather Korah wanted prestige rather than humbly recognizing the honor of carrying the ark and other temple accoutrements. The writer of this psalm just longs to be in the temple of the living God. These worship leaders experienced amazing grace, and from grace flowed a hunger for more of their God and obedience in response to His redeeming love. I fear we have lost the fervor and hunger for the presence of our Lord, perhaps because we do not remember who we are without Him, totally lost. Do you long for the presence of the Lord, for more of Him? Rather than feel the weight of guilt because you don't, set apart time to remember His grace and mercy in your life and to soak in the truth of Scripture. One way the sons of Korah kept their relationship to the Lord fresh, even when separated from the temple, was by singing the Psalms, in particular the ones assigned to them. Likewise, one of my favorite ways to refresh my intimacy with Him is to listen to the music. The chorus of this old song, More of You, by Bill and Gloria Gaither, would resonate with the sons of Korah. May this be our prayer today. More of You, more of You. I've had all, but what I need is just more of You. Of things I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still, empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer for more of You. Friends, I'm Sharon Betters, and as I said last week, hey, we made it to Friday. We made it here together, and it's my hope that as you look forward to the weekend, that maybe you'll have some fun things planned. Maybe you have some hard places that you have to go, some hard conversations that you will have to have with loved ones, with friends. Please know that we think of you and we pray for our Daily Treasure family. We hope that you will help us spread the word about Daily Treasure, that you will leave a rating, that you will share it on social media, that you will forward it to your friends, to family, to those who you know need a special touch. We are so, so grateful for the notes that we receive from you. We never know what is going on in another person's life, but we know that God's word is there to touch those places with the help and hope of Jesus. Our goal is to help turn hearts toward Jesus, and we love hearing your stories, and we pray and ask that you would continue to send them to us. And when you do, we are going to put your name in a drawing, and this month, our gift is a book called Fields of Joy by Ruth Charles Simons, and it is a beautifully illustrated book. If you're familiar with Ruth's writings, you know that she doesn't just write, she paints, and she's an artist. And this is a beautiful book that reminds us of the legacy of joy that God gives to us and how we can build on it and let it transform our minds and shape our hearts. So make sure to go to helpandhopenow.org, where you can leave a comment and we will put you in a drawing and we will pick three of you to receive this beautiful book this month. Thanks so much for joining us. And may you remember that God is sovereign and you can trust Him no matter what each day brings. I'm Sharon Betters, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.